school district, where everybody's getting these massive fines because of the actions of a school teacher. This is in Oklahoma, Ninaka, Oklahoma. The school district had a $7.5 million settlement because of misconduct by a teacher. And that's being passed on to the homeowners. Here's a local news report about that.
Paying the price for a former coach's criminal behavior.
I am pissed.
Why?
That should not be our responsibility of what happened. By no means.
Why some may be forced to foot the bill for a multi-million dollar settlement. A $7.5 million settlement.
That's right, one that could end up costing homeowners out in Ninaka the money going to the victims of former longtime basketball coach Ronald Atkins, who's in prison for grooming and sexually assaulting players. The district accused of turning a blind eye.
I'm pissed.
Those who live in Ninaka are devastated. A settlement was reached in the case of former Ninaka coach Ronald Atkins. The settlement, $7.5 million paid to victims. $1.5 million in the next 90 days, $6 million over the next 3 years. For now, insurance covering $1 million. The school will absorb $500,000. The rest, more than likely, will land on school district property owners. In Ninaka, just about everyone, including the mayor, said reality hasn't sunk in yet.
We just heard about it last night.
To compare, Kingfisher School seeing the effects of a suit this year. Property owners in that district hit with a 12.5% increase in property taxes to pay off the $5 million lawsuit after a case involving former coach Jeff Myers. The district wasn't insured. So, with 5,000 property owners in that district split equally, it meant over $250 a year per owner for 3 years on average.
This will be a precedent for more lawsuits.
We are not liable for your mistakes.
In Ninaka, the county assessor tells News 4 there are just over 2,000 property owners, so that $7.5 million could mean an average of $1,000 per owner each year for 3 years.
I am pissed.
Why?
That should not be our responsibility of what happened. By no means.
What's your reaction to that, I guess?
I don't understand why Ninaka has to pay for something that somebody else has done.
For those still new to Ninaka, they wonder who would move in now.
It kind of shocked us. Because like I said, we were moving out here because it was quiet.
And could anyone here already sell?
Knowing what happened in Kingfisher and now hearing the settlement last night here, I know that we're not flush with millions of dollars of cash.
Now, the district does deny any liability, but the board released a statement saying this right here was the best option that would allow the district to still operate.
Pretty amazing. And, of course, in that particular case, a $7.5 million settlement, that was about sexual abuse. The $5 million settlement they referred to in the other community, Kingfisher School District, that was because of a hazing lawsuit that happened with a football team. And so that was not sexual misconduct. But the other one, sexual misconduct, they did a settlement of $7.5 million, as you heard. If they average that out over the small community, you know, the insurance is going to only pay so much. They were underinsured. And so it went over $1 million, and they've got to pay take the excess out of the property owners. As I said, when we look at what is happening with the schools, it is destroying our society. Public schools, like public health, are Marxist institutions. They don't care. Public health doesn't care about individual health. They will sacrifice the individual for the public health. And it is about concentrating power into the government. That's the purpose of the schools. The purpose of the schools is to get people to accept that and to sexually groom the kids. I mean, when you look at these multimillion dollar settlements there, and you think about the kind of stuff that is being done in our schools, and the harm that is being done to people with the gender grooming, not just with sexual rape and things like that, which happens all the time in government schools. You know, when you look at that and you look at the rest of the stuff, the people who have been gaslit, who take puberty blockers, who have surgery, whatever, as minors, can you imagine the liability that's going to be coming back in years on that? Why are we going through with this? It is so out of control. And the school board and the principals, and they have absolutely no accountability. just like any of these other government actors that are out there. They bear no responsibility for it. Nobody is going to say, let's end the school. And, you know, they need to have, here's what I would do if I was an elected official there. I'd say, we're going to defund the schools. We don't have anything to do with the schools anymore. Bye. And then who are they going to sue after you dissolve the school board? And the school board deserves to be dissolved for this type of stuff. The small people in that town should come together. They should denounce the school system, shut it down, and then say, okay, well, if you want to sue each and every one of us personally for this stuff, have at it. We'll see you in court. But we're not going to just quietly go by and be assessed for this. Folks, we got to defund the schools. We must defund the schools. There's no accountability for any of this with these people. And it with having the schools means that, first of all, we will never own our property. Secondly, look at the damage that they're doing to our children, to our society.
Let me tell you, the David Knight Show, you can listen to with your ears. You can even watch it by using your eyes. In fact, if you can hear me, that means you're listening to The David Knight Show right now. Yeah, good job. And you want to know something else? You can find all the links to everywhere to watch or listen to the show at thedavidknightshow.com. That's a website.